Memorial Day weekend marks the traditional beginning of summer, and as restrictions lift, beaches up and down the coast are opening. WHQR reports on the challenge lifeguards face keeping beachgoers and themselves safe. Last summer, Carolina Beach, Curie Beach, and Wrightsville Beach saw an estimated 1.75 million visitors. And according to the United States Life Saving Association, lifeguards made more than 450 water rescues. While everything about this summer is difficult to predict, Tom Gill, Vice President of USLA, says there are certain things everyone can do to reduce the dangers that surround them on the beach.
Keep an eye on your children. Don't go in the water if the lifeguard's not out there or if the lifeguard says it's dangerous. But this is the summer we really need everybody to be safety first, 100%, so we can minimize those contacts and everybody can enjoy the beach safely.
But during the pandemic, when it comes to protecting lifeguards during water rescues, there's no easy or straightforward answer. Tony Wallace is the Ocean Rescue Director for Carolina Beach.
I mean, there's certain time when you got to make a rescue that the whole social distancing thing, you can't do it. But for the most part, once we get to the sand, it'll be a little easier.
And USLA officials released a statement saying they're hopeful that lifeguards, typically a younger and healthier group, will face a lower risk for hospitalization from COVID-19. But at the end of the day, Tom Gill of the USLA says lifeguards are first responders, and there are risks that go with the job. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.